North Lakes Endocrinology, Sarah speaking.
Oh, good afternoon, Sarah. My name's David Melrose. Our daughter, Rachel Melrose, has been referred to Dr. Carruthers by Dr. Diemden. Yeah, it's a bit long-winded introduction, isn't it?
Okay.
And she's got an appointment due on the 25th, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you see her there at all?
Let me just have a look. Our computer's
please.
Slow today. I'm just waiting for a
25th. All slow with the weather, I think.
Okay. Yes, we do have her booked for 2:30.
Right. Is it possible for Dr. Carruthers or yourself to organise to send her mum and I a referral, please, to get the blood test, or do we, for her to peruse when we get there? What's your advice? Because we'll put our hand up and say we're pretty confident that we've lost the one that the Dr. Diemden sent.
Okay.
On his final visit. We just don't even remember walking out the door with it, that's all.
Okay. I can ask her. Typically, she doesn't do them before she's seen the patient.
Okay, that's wonderful. Because Dr. Diemden always, because he had Rachel for about 23, 25 years from what we can work out,
yeah.
He always handed us a new form before the digital age came.
Yes.
And we always got the thing done before we seen him, if it makes sense to you.
Yes, it does. Yeah. So Kelly typically does that as well. She would give her one when she sees her in preparation for her next visit. I can certainly ask her if she can, but typically if she hasn't seen her, if she's a new patient, she won't do it straight off the bat. She'll see her, and then if she needs any testing done, she'll get it done or give her a form that day, and then she can follow up results if she needs to.
Oh, you're wonderful. That makes the wife and I feel so much better.
No
okay.
worries at all. No
all
problem.
Right, we'll see you then.
Great,
in,
thank you.
2 weeks. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.